Hey, Sneaky Freak, are you enjoying this podcast?
Have you listened to more than one of our very fun, exciting podcasts or videos?
Then consider making a little donation, a little gift to the Carolee and Camp Potter Fund by joining us at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Why is she so dead in the eyes?
What does this mean? Why are people always saying my eyes are dead? I want to know what that means.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Carolee Potter.
That's my wonderful mother. Yeah, my wonderful mother. We're recording remotely right now. I'm in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
And I'm in Los Angeles, California.
You try to make it sound so cool.
United States of America.
I'm actually in a much cooler spot than you are right now. I'm in a professional recording studio. And I'm
in the second bedroom with Buddy the dog.
This will be the first time that this type of conversation is recorded. In this recording studio, I think.
How about in Argentina?
And definitely in Argentina. So we're gonna see how the people involved in this, sound operators, whatnot, enjoy this.
Okay.
Let's just dive in there with the question of the week. How about that, Mother?
Okay, let's do that.
You guys know we start with a sneaky freak question of the week. This one was actually suggested to us by a listener named Sage.
A sneaky listener.
Very sneaky listener. Her question is, what is the shadiest thing you've done while in a relationship? We're talking cheating, lying, etc. We want the tea, okay?
We want the tea.
This is maybe the juiciest question that we've posed to the listeners, and the responses have been unbelievable.
Wow. It's like true confessions.
It does feel like true confessions. Do you want to start by sharing what the shadiest thing you've done in a relationship, Mom?
I started thinking about it, and there's been a few shady times, but one in particular was, I think when I turned 40-ish, I was like in a midlife crisis, and I was, you know, obviously with your father, I'm in a monogamous relationship for many years at that point. And I went on a cruise with your father and met a guy on the cruise who's a cruise director.
Of course.
And we just really hit it off, just talking and chatting. And there's something very like familiar about him. And and it turns out he's gay, not even a little gay. He was all the way on the continuum gayness.
He was McKinsey scale. He's a 7 out of 7. Okay.
Anyway, we started having like a long distance like chat on whatever platform it was first. I don't even know. Probably AOL.
AOL. Yeah.
It was a whole AOL chat thing going on. And I started talking to him and sharing secrets. And your father found out. And he was like, it was like I cheated on him. I emotionally cheated on him.
And do you feel like you did emotionally cheat on him?
I mean, there was a little like sexual tension, even though it was all done by email or AOL mail or whatever the hell it was at that time. But yeah, I mean, I think I was just going through like a crisis, like an existential crisis, and wanted to talk to someone completely different who lived in like a different state, who did a different career, who masturbated 5 times a day.
The fuck?
Yeah. Anyway, a little TMI. So, I just thought I'd throw that in.
Was that existential crisis related to your relationship with Dad, or was that completely separate?
You know, I think that it's always going to be interrelated, but, you know, at a certain, like, at that point, like, I already had 3 kids, kind of lose yourself a little bit when you have 3 kids, namely you. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you blaming me for this whole cheating experience?
Well, you blame everything on me, so I'm going to have to blame some of that on you and your siblings.
All right. Okay. So,
but then, okay. I'm fully responsible for
that. Okay. So wait, that wasn't, hold on. Let me just sit there for a second. how did you move through that with Dad?
We talked about it. She said,
I'm upset by this. And then what did you say? Yeah. I'll cut it off. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was going to get to this level or something. Interesting.
Yeah, I did. I think I still have a couple of those emails that I printed out.
Jesus Christ.
I'll read them now. I'm just kidding. No. I'm not going to read it.
Was the relationship repaired or even made stronger or weakened after that experience?
Truthfully, I think it was made stronger. And looking back, because we were able to talk about it so freely, and I think because it was not really that threatening in the sense of I wasn't going to leave him and go off with this guy. But still, we realized that there was an issue and that we could talk about it. So that was, in that respect, it was good for both of us. And I think, it did bring us a little bit closer because Dad was so understanding about it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. I love that story.
That with you.
Thank you very
much.
And
then I'd like to share another story and then I'm going to get to you. No, I'm just going to say on the opposite side of that, I was in a bar and I might have shared this with the Sneaky Freaks before, but I was in a bar after your father passed away and I was very vulnerable, obviously, to, all the men coming in hot. Men were coming in hot. I go out to a bar with another one of my single friends and, they sense new fresh meat,
Jesus Christ.
They start circling. And this one guy started talking to me, a very attractive guy, and he knew a friend of a friend. And I said, well, what's your name? He said, Gary. And I'm like, oh my God, that was my deceased husband's name. And he said,
oh God.
He said that he was a widow.
Okay.
So I thought we had like all this stuff in common. It was going through my head. Here he is, a good looking guy, a widow named Gary. I mean, what is the likelihood? It turns out, after I've talked to him for quite some time, I went to another side of the bar and talked to someone and I was asking about the guy and they go, oh, he's married.
What the fuck?
Married.
Married to a dead person or married to a live person?
No, married to a live and well person.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
What a low life.
Oh, God.
Man.
That's some shady shit right there.
That's some shady, shady shit. And I let him have it, too.
What? You said that's fucked up?
And I just laid into him and I saw him again later on, like months later or whatever, and reiterated my disappointment in his
Jesus Christ
and his using that yeah it's unbelievable the married men that lied to me. One was wearing a wedding ring, they said it was his dead parents' ring, it turned out it was his ring. It's unbelievable.
We'll get to the Sneaky Freaks, but I was surprised by the amount of cheating and lying that was going on. We'll get to them. I'll share my story.
I want to share your story.
I think when I'm reflecting, I don't have so much experience like you have.
One of the reasons is that it's not like you had that many friends that are married.
Right. Or, I haven't been in too many serious relationships to even do some shady shit, But here's my one. So the thing that came to mind, and I've shared this on the podcast maybe years ago. I remember in college, I had hooked up with someone my sophomore year. And on our senior year, she was vacationing. We were all in Vegas, me and this girl and then her friend. And we were all in Vegas and her friend and I were vibing. And, I wasn't seeing the first girl, but I was aware, we've had history, right? So they were sharing a room and this girl invited me, the second girl invited me back to the room. So I'm back to the room.
I have never heard this story before.
Yeah, I went back to the room. And we started hooking up. And I'm very aware that this other girl might be coming back at any time.
Oh, my God. I'm impressed.
You're fucking impressed?
Yeah.
Why?
Wild thing. It's a wild, wild thing. It was a risky thing. I like it.
So anyway, we're hooking up. And obviously, with me, it's fucking, I obviously come immediately, not immediately. It might have been many, it could have been, you know, many minutes in, but at some point there's a lot of fluids going everywhere. Okay.
Oh, of course.
And we destroyed, there's just one big bed in there. So we destroyed
the bed. What is going on?
Destroy the bed that this girl, they're sharing this bed, you know? So figure out what the fuck to do. Should we take, we then get a text from my friend, the original girl, saying she's coming back to the room. She texts her roommate, the one I'm hooking up with.
Oh, thank God you got that text.
So we're like, uh-oh, we got to do something. We strip the bed of the sheets.
We already know that it smells like shit because you've already talked about that.
Smells like, you know, you don't even want to know. It smells like a barn. We strip the bed of the sheets. We try to throw the fucking sheets. We don't even know where to hide it. We try to throw it out the window. We're in Caesar's Palace, okay?
What?
Yeah.
This is Caesar's Palace. Oh, my God.
I think I tucked in like a blanket where the sheet was supposed to be. And then I just grabbed my shit and I just started running like half clothed downstairs. And I was scared.
You should have just gone out the sheet and the window. You should have just climbed out with like Rapunzel climbing down.
I literally was considering that, but the window was too small. I think they expect, yeah, for safety reasons. So I'm starting to run down these staircases because I don't want to take the elevator. Because I don't want this girl to find me coming back, you know, hooking up with a friend. So I keep running, and somehow I just open a door and
What are you wearing at this point?
We went out for the night, so I'm in like, you know, like a button down, you know, pants, like, you know, what I would wear to go out. We were just going out, but I'm literally like buttoning my fucking shirt as I'm cruising down these stairs, and I just push open a door and I end up in like the bowels of the casino where like all just security shit is. I feel like I was getting close to like the heart of where they keep all the money. I felt like I was in Ocean's 11.
I can't even believe it. How old were you at this point?
A senior in college.
Oh my God, you were a little pup.
A little pup.
Yeah, I can't imagine a little pisher.
A little pisher running through the casinos. But that was definitely the shadiest, you know, thing I've done. Yeah, it wasn't technically cheating. I mean, I was hooking up with someone that, you know, I hadn't hooked up with a friend for ages.
There is a little bit cheating. I had a similar experience in Vegas. A little bit, because I'm not cheating, but a little... You know, it was a little tipping point area there.
It was in the gray area because the friend wouldn't have been so happy.
So that it's funny because it just dawned on me. I did something similar with this guy I was single. I was in Vegas and I met this group of guys and this guy that I was like kind of messing around, you know, like flirty with. Turns out he had brought a date and put her to bed.
Oh,
and
no.
Was down in the club area with me, and I'm like, "Where's your date?" I go, "What about the girl that you're with?" He goes, "Oh, that's like a prom date."
Oh my God!
Prom date. He just put the prom date to bed and then came down and did some shifty, shady stuff.
What the fuck is a prom date?
I guess it's like you just go to the dance and put him to bed and go find some crazy ass wild chick to go try to mess around with.
Oi, I do not like that, mother.
It was in a club.
Can we move to the sneaky freaks?
Back to you. Do you feel guilty about what you did?
Zero. No. I was not in a committed relationship with this girl.
But she thought that she was with you.
No.
Oh, it was just a little flirtatious thing going on?
No, I had hooked up with girl A.
I'm talking about the... Yeah.
A couple years before, we were not. I just didn't want her to see me with her friend.
Oh, I thought it was just that she still was into you.
No, I mean, she might have been into me, but I don't know. It was not.
Because if
happen.
She wasn't into you, then she shouldn't give a shit about your friend. Her friend.
Well, just in case
you were very concerned because you were like doing a Rapunzel with the sheets down the outside.
That's right.
God.
That's right.
Unbelievable story.
Thank you. All right, let's move to the Sneaky Freaks, huh?
Let's do it.
So if you're just tuning into the show for the first time, we send out a weekly text messages to our text message to our listeners. And
we want you to be involved.
We want you to be involved. Give us a text at 310-356-3920. Give us a text. We'll add you to this list. We'll send out a weekly text. No spamming, no nothing. And then we get to hear your awesome answers.
And today we got some awesome answers.
Let's start with the most experienced of all of our Sneaky Freaks. Just by age alone, it's the elder statesman, Tom.
All right, Tom.
Tom says nearly 50 years of marriage, 3 cheats.
Oh, I thought there were only 2 he mentioned before. And now there's a third.
First was a one-off. Second lasted 2 months. And the third for almost 2 years.
See, I'm sorry. That's the kind of thing that I mean, I always thought, like, when I was married to your dad, that I could handle if he said he had, like, a one-night thing, a one-night fling in Vegas or something like that. I could handle that. But to think about a year or two, that's upsetting.
It's a long one. He goes on to say, all cheats involve lies or omissions of truth. Wife knows about 1. Not proud of them, but no regrets either. Learned from each, and they left me with some great memories/fantasies. With a laughing face. Very interesting.
I like what he said. Wife knows about 1, not proud of them, but no regrets either. So, wow.
That's what was fascinating to me. I would imagine if you cheat and you come back from it, I would think you'd have regrets, but here we are. He's got memories and fantasies from these experiences.
Yeah, no regrets. I don't think I have regrets either. And
the fuck did you yeah. cheated? I mean, the things that you outlined were not really cheating in my mind.
I actually helped the guy cheat on his wife. So well,
but
the guys that are telling you that they're divorced, type of thing, and you think they're divorced, and you find out they're really not divorced.
Yeah, but again, that's not really you. You're not doing the cheating, you know?
Right.
Well,
but then again, what constitutes cheating, Cam?
Yeah, I think if you have a little code with your partner and you have an agreement saying, hey, this is every relationship is different. Some people think, you know, swinging is not considered cheating. So, you know, it depends.
But it's swinging. I don't think it's considered cheating because it's usually both parties are well
or
into
you
it.
Can, the point being, you it could be an open relationship where one person is fucking other people, and that might be totally fine within the confines of a relationship. The point is,
well, let me ask you something.
It's dependent on each relationship.
What if you just kissed somebody else? Is that cheating?
Mom, again, it completely depends on the relationship and your conversation with that person. Sometimes you can't kiss people, and then other times you can. You know this.
What if you had an affair with someone for a year, and it's your best friend and your best friend's husband?
The fuck?
Uh-huh. That's for another podcast episode. It's not me. Well, I'm just saying.
Robbie goes on to say, he's lied and cheated. It's truly my biggest regret. The way I handled everything, it wasn't fair to either woman. Okay, so now we got the other side of the coin.
But like you asked me, like, did it bring me closer to dad? Sometimes cheating, although the one person is the catalyst, sometimes it's the other person. And we've talked about this with Esther Perel, or she's talked about this, and we've talked about it with other sexologists. Sometimes the catalyst is not necessarily the one that is more at fault.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, both parties are involved.
Yeah. There's usually if someone's going to cheat, there's a rupture somewhere.
Well, there's something leading to that in the relationship usually. Or in the right. person's personal
that,
life.
That's what
they're
I'm
not
saying.
Getting out of the relationship.
Yeah, or not talking about it, or not going to therapy or whatever you
right.
want to call it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's not. I don't want to always blame it on. You can't blame the victim on this one in all cases, because it could just be that the person didn't give the opportunity to open up. You know,
that's what I'm talking about. But if you guys want to learn more about cheating, we had someone on the the podcast a couple of years ago, who explained in detail how she cheated with a married man. So it's interesting.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I wish I remember her name right now, but she went by an alias, so I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't remember her name either. But if you if you look through the 400 and is it almost 500 episodes, you might find it.
That was pretty early on, I think. Okay, so Julia says absolutely nothing. All I have is, meaning in terms of has she done any shady shit? She says absolutely nothing. All I have for experience is a high school boyfriend and my current year-long dating / friends with benefits situation, where I have literally been worried about him losing interest or rejecting me if I tell him I want to be more than that to him since the first time we met up. You hear that?
Yeah. Well, let's parse it up a little bit here. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, first of all, I think that if you're interested in this guy and you're scared about him losing interest, if you say you're interested in him, I say fucking go for that shit.
Okay.
You know, like, if what a douchebag if he's going to reject you for expressing interest for wanting something more and you've been with him for a fucking year.
Yeah, that's true.
You shouldn't be with him if that's the case. That's my personal take. My personal take.
Okay.
She goes on to
personal take.
I mean, do you agree or no?
Oh, yeah.
I figured you were going to get on your cougar horse on this one.
Yeah. I mean, if someone, I don't want to go, that's a whole different subject. Let's keep going.
Oh, my God. She goes on to say, I wish I could have the amount of self-worth, confidence, and sense of self as those people who are able to cheat without fear of discovery or whatever.
Well, why don't you just hope for the self-confidence and the sense of self, and you don't even need to cheat. Just leave the bastard.
Also, I don't think the people who cheat necessarily have high self-worth, self-confidence, and a sense of self. I actually think they might be...
No, they could be just narcissists.
They could be narcissists. They might be at their lowest point of self-confidence and self-worth, and that's what they're trying to seek outside of the relationship.
Oh, wise guru cam.
Boom. Boom.
Boom.
Hell yeah. She goes, apologies for any of this that makes no sense. I'm currently toasty as fuck.
I love it, Julia. I like being toasty as fuck.
I knew you liked being toasty. Thank you for that submission, Julia. Bronson says, so my ex treated me like complete shit in front of her friends regularly. It didn't take too long before two of her best friends got sick of watching it and decided to show me how they could treat me better. So I ended up sleeping with both of them, told her about it the day we broke up. She ended up losing me and two close friends. Oops, don't be a cunt.
Don't be a what?
Cunt.
Oh my God.
Bronson, this sounds like a porno or something like that. Somehow he was getting treated so poorly from this woman that her two best friends hooked up with him.
Well, that's actually, I think that could be a good porno. I like it.
Wow, what a situation.
I don't like the don't be a see you next Tuesday comment, okay?
What don't you like about that? You don't like the name? You don't like the word?
Yeah. I don't like the word.
Yeah. All right. So Bronson, please don't use that language in front of my mother. Thank you. Jacqueline says, all of it, unfortunately. Oh, she's done all of it, unfortunately. Thrilling at the time, shameful and embarrassing to reflect on now. It was a learning experience and how impactful your actions can be to others and has changed the way I feel about loyalty and self-control. Wow.
So we can learn from being the cheater.
Absolutely. She said it was one of a shameful, horrible experience for her.
But she learned from it. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly.
I just think there's a lot of learning about this kind of thing until your brain is fully formed at 25. So it's one of the things that I think just has to come with experience and wisdom and self-awareness and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, agreed. Tracy says, it's not lying or cheating, but to me it was shady. My ex-boyfriend ate me out on a golf course.
That answer could apply to several of the questions that we've asked in the past. Like, where is the craziest place you made whoopee?
That it, yeah, truly. I mean, I don't know, on a
golf course. No
one has ever what?
I have never heard that. We've asked this question to so many people, even comedians and anyone that's interviewed in our studio. I have never heard the golf course.
It's true. I've never heard that either. And
talk about getting a hole in one. Woo! Cha-ching!
I would say there's something, the shady part to me is that there's not a place to really wash your face afterwards. You know?
What do you need to wash your face for?
You're gonna continue golfing with this with fucking pussy juice all over your fucking lips and shit?
You're gonna stick your head in a ball washer.
that was the only concerning part to me. Otherwise I fully support this.
This is what you were worried about. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Kaylee says, my boyfriend cheated on me in college, so I fucked his roommate in his bed.
There you go. That's a payback.
That's fucking revenge. That's a revenge fuck.
It's only good if he knows about it, though. If he doesn't know about it, it's not that much fun. You know, who cares?
You don't think he found out?
How is he going to find out?
You don't think the roommate told him?
I don't know anything about a roommate.
That's interesting. You think that it's necessary for the person to know for it to be fun?
No, to be vengeful.
Vengeful, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you're right. Maybe it doesn't matter.
Would you ever do that type of shit?
I'm not that much of a vengeful person. Okay. It depends on how angry I get. Honestly, I don't know. And this is a crazy thing. I don't know if any person's ever cheated on me.
Wow.
3 long-term relationships. I don't know if anybody cheated on me.
Oh, wow. I hope that's
But
the
then
case.
Again, I think... like your father was more interested when you go to Vegas in playing craps than he was having sex with anybody. So I
LJ says, my relationship ended, but not due to that. I went on a trip across country solo for work and had a handful of happy endings in several states. I don't think my ex knew of any of this, but we broke up because things did get stale. I love the massage therapists in California. They know how to treat a guy. Shout out to Temple of Bliss with a slam effect.
Boom. Wow.
I have to say, after I received this message from LJ, I immediately looked up Temple of Bliss.
You did?
And oh, fuck yeah.
I think it still exists?
It definitely exists, and I think I'll be going in California.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Happy Ending, paying for it.
I mean, the people seem very professional and attractive, and they're into tantra. It's a whole tantric experience.
Oh, my God. I think it's
$300 before tip, so this is going to be
It's going to be a brutal one. You and I know there's zero chance he spends a dime on that.
You don't think
and
so?
You'll be checking her for herpes. You'll be. We're a not shit fucking. Show over there.
We're not fucking. It's just complete. You know, it's a tantric experience. It's a whole massage.
You have to do it just for the podcast.
Very expensive. Very expensive episode.
All right, it's worth it though. Sneaky Freaks, will you put money in for Cam to go to the temple with? If so, Texas it.
310-356-3920 LJ, you and I are gonna have
Temple.
To have a conversation.
Yes. Honestly, I had a massage recently, which I'll talk about when we talk about my life. But what's the difference between like a masseuse that like touches almost every single part of your body except your sex organs? I mean, is there a big
difference?
I agree.
I don't think there's a big difference. If I were a masseuse, I think I'd be fine touching anyone's. Truly.
Okay. Right.
I don't know if I'd like to be jerking guys off.
I'm sure there's some disgusting people that you would not want to be touching.
I think if it brings them pleasure, why not?
What if the person has literally smelled like shit?
No. I wouldn't want to give them a massage even in that case.
I know. Well, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. All right, keep going.
We have so many responses, and I think we're going to have to make this a two-part episode because I can't get enough of these stories.
I agree.
We'll do one more, and then we'll move on to the next little segment.
And let me add, if you want your story read, just text us, and we'll read your story, too, if we can get to it, unless there's going to be a part 3 if we get too many responses.
Once again, that number is 310-356-3920. That is the first thing in our episode's description, so you should be good there. Drew says, was dating females but hooking up with guys. This was the shadiest thing that Drew has done. Wow. I love the confession. I love the confessional. I mean, this should be a whole segment of the show, just the sneaky free confessions.
And then, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Forgive me, Mother. Sneaky freaks, because I have sinned.
It would be forgive me, Mother.
Forgive me, Mother, for I have sinned. Write that down. It's a whole new section. How about forgive me, Son?
Forgive me, Son, for I have sinned. That's also true. Anyway, thank you very much to everyone who submitted answers to this question of the week. I loved it.
And I might add, if you learn something from it, I don't know how bad it is.
Well, it could be very hurtful to another person to cheat on them.
Right. But sometimes, you know, you gotta go through some shit to learn from it. So
maybe.
No judgment here. We're just listening to the confessions and say three Hail Marys and a matzah bread too. and a matzah ball. Three Hail Marys and a matzah ball.
Oh my fucking God. So what's going on in your life, Mother?
I want to recap from last week about the guy who was cheating or who was accused of cheating on his girlfriend with me, my handyman. And I actually went out with my friend who has been on this podcast, Monique Marvez, and she was going to use this story in her stand-up routine because she said the end of the story where I gave the bottle of lube to this guy and his name was Ruben, we are now calling him Lubin. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that I've been experimenting with gummies with your brother.
The fuck?
He comes over to watch the game, and the gummies that you gave us.
Lumi gummies?
Yeah.
The microdose gummies. Yeah.
Microdose gummies. We just popped them in our mouth. I'm sitting there reading every ingredient on there. I was so nervous about it. And your brother and his friend come over. They just pop them in the mouth. And next thing you know, we're watching the Bears play. It's quite entertaining. I'm having a good time with it. I just thought I'd share that.
So you recommend the microdose gummies?
I do. They're a nice little buzz. And then the main thing I wanted to tell you guys about.
Hold on. Before we move on, if you guys want to get a discount on those microdose gummies, they ship nationwide. Microdose.com. Enter code MOM. I think you'll probably get like 20% off or something like that.
Yeah, and for lightweights like me, it's a perfect little buzz. It's not too much, not too little. Anyway, just right. I was going to tell you that I had a massage, and I would like to call this the BDSM massage because, I mean, ever since COVID, I've been very, like, stiff and going to physical therapy and trying to loosen my arms up and shoulders up and all that, and nothing seems to be working. I go get a Thai massage. An hour and a half Thai massage, it was a BDSM massage. I'm telling you, and I'm going to show this on camera, so you guys should watch it on YouTube. I think you can see it. Look at my arm. It's completely black and blue. First of all, she asked me if she should walk on my back. I said, absolutely no. And the next thing you know, she's like digging into my back with her elbow. And at first I liked it. And then it started getting a little too intense. I almost started crying.
Oh my God.
But I knew it was going to make me feel better. So I kind of let her go for it. And the next thing I know, there's a curtain between us and the guy next door. And he starts moaning. It's like, I mean, it was terrifying hearing him.
What is going on?
He actually was like moaning at the exact same time that she was like sticking her foot into my elbow. I don't know what the hell she was doing to me. She had me up in contorted positions.
Oh my God.
I've never experienced pain where my like both arms were like shooting stars were going into my fingertips. She activated nerve endings. I think that had died during COVID and they've come to life again.
Oh my God.
Seriously, I am like a new person.
Really?
I'm a black and blue new person, but I'm a new person. I'm feeling like so much looser and less stiff and tingly. She's
wow.
I signed up for another hour and a half next week, but I'm scared to death to go there.
It's
like
your
walking
woman.
It's like going to a dungeon.
I
Tina,
loved it.
Oh my God. She at one point says, should I step in this? And I go, what? Should I step on this? And I go, wait a second. She want me to get up? She goes, no, don't get up. I go, what do you want? She basically, she wanted to step on my back.
Oh,
if
my
she had
God.
Stepped on my back, I would right now be in like the emergency room with a broken back.
I
go, no, step on the back.
Oh God. That was a good move.
Very good move. I never had a deep tissue muscle massage before. That was brutal. But anyway, it was great and I highly recommend it. I can tell you one thing. You very, very little horniness is gonna go on.
Yeah, but the deep tissue is more pain than anything.
You can't get horny when that's going on. I don't know how the BDSM people do it.
Yep.
So that's what's going on in my news. How are you?
Good. I'm enjoying life over here. I had a wonderful experience on the Tigre River. And it's the Rio de la Plata. Went to a little...
I, you know what, Kim? I like the way you just throw in these little Spanish phrases whenever you talk to me. You think that I'm like... I'm impressed, okay? I'm impressed
Thank
with
you.
Your knowledge of Spanish. But, you know,
Thank
it's kind of like... It pisses me off because I don't know what the fuck you're saying half the time. Except for gracias and buenas noches.
You know, you're better than that, mother. Anyway, I went to the jungle, had a great time over there. I've started drinking alcohol again. Also,
you know, that pisses me off too.
I knew you would be upset by that.
I am. I'm always begging you to get high, like your brother with those gummies and the drinking. Never. Oh, maybe I'll have a sip of, maybe I'll smell your wine.
Yeah. Well,
now all of a sudden you're Mr. Drinker.
You know who else is upset, excited about me drinking again?
Your grandmother? Who?
My therapist.
Your therapist.
My
She's
therapist,
right. Your therapist my... is right. You had to loosen up your buttons, baby.
That's exactly what she said. She said, I did not realize
she you had She said, loosen up your buttons?
She said, I did not realize you had such control issues. And then she started clapping when I told her I started drinking again.
I knew I loved your therapist.
Here's the thing. I have three drinks. These people drink vermouth.
Three?
Oh, yeah.
Three
one night,
drinks.
Three drinks. I was pissing all night long. Just
yeah.
running to the bathroom, pissing, coming back, drinking water, waking up, going to the bathroom. I mean, it's horrible. This is the reason why I don't like drinking.
It's true. That's why I like Quaaludes.
Okay.
That is why. Because Quaaludes have the exact same good effects of like feeling loose and letting loose and being out of control, basically. But then they don't have the negative shit with hangovers and headaches and dry mouth and everything else.
I wish we had a promo code to a Quaalude company so that people can you would actually.
So
make
do
some money
I, Cam.
This.
So do I. I actually had someone in TikTok comments that said, "Ludes, remember them well. Could fill a room with what I've taken."
Wow.
See, people I'm not the
really
only one.
People are popping those ludes.
Yeah. So you were so worried about getting a hangover that you decided to guzzle water, which I recommend. And then you stayed up all night pissing and drinking.
That's exactly right.
Did you feel good the next day?
No. No, I didn't.
So maybe just, you know what I hear? If you drink tequila and drink a lot of water with that, you don't have a hangover the next day.
Noted. Drink tequila instead, is what you're saying.
Drink tequila. It's like liquid Quaaludes. And here's one of my favorite little segments called Hit On or Shit On.
Hit On or Shit On. This is where we get to take your comments and determine whether they are a hit on or a shit on.
I had so many. I just thought we'd rapid fire right through these guys.
All right. Here. You read them. I'll tell you if they're hit on or shit on.
All right. So Clarice says, oh, my God, HBD to KLP, fabulous at every age.
Okay, that's a big time hit on. It's a very sweet birthday.
Very sweet. I was happy to see that. Thank you very much, Clarice. Another hit on or shit on that I really did not want to miss. Slow Cart says, this reminds me of Midnight Gospel. Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, that's huge.
Is there a better hit on than that?
That's
Duncan
a hit
Trussell?
On. That's a big hit on right there.
Huge hit on. I was very happy. Next one, I don't know. Tiagana Apez said, is that Sarah J? Now, we've interviewed Sarah J. She's an adult entertainer. No, I'm not a porn star.
They thought you were Sarah J?
Yes.
I don't know. That could be a hit on. Sarah J's got a lot of followers, a lot of fans.
Yeah, she's awesome. But I just don't know if I want to be, you know. I don't know. I'm definitely not a porn star, that's for sure. I'd be a lousy one at that.
Okay. All right. You interpreted shit on. I'll take it as a hit on. Okay, go on.
Okay. Next one is
Ohio Goatman. I'll share this one. Ohio Goatman says, is a clown show a real thing? That's a shit on. That's a fucking shit on right there.
Why?
Because, yes, a clown show is a real thing. It's a very serious thing, and most people should experience one in their lives.
I know. I just thought that was one. It can't be missed either. That was good. The next one I like to share mainly because of his name. Stanky Crotch.
Stanky Crotch.
Who would name themselves? If you're coming up with a let me think of a name for TikTok. Or Stanky Crotch. That's a shit on right there.
Yeah.
No matter what he says. And anyway, he said, ain't no way. I don't even know what that was referring to, but it sounds like a shit on.
That's a shit on. Anything coming from Stanky Crotch is going to be a shit on.
Then we got someone named Kittler 84.
What happened to the podcast with the high quality cameras? We shooting with Nokia phones now? Oh, Kittler, fuck off. Take a look at the fucking the shit that this week we're on. I'm in a pro studio over here. You can go suck an egg.
Also, his name is Kittler 84. I hope that's no relationship to Hitler 84.
Jesus Christ, mother. Oy.
All right. Keep going.
Two guys in a day said, this is from One's Brand.
No, two guys in a day was the episode or the TikTok video that they're responding to.
What is that?
When I said I hit two guys in a day.
Oh, great. Okay. I forgot. I put that one out of mind. One's Brad said, even Mutter had her day. She's calling you Mutter? Even Mutter had her day.
Is that a hit on?
I don't know. That might be both. Yeah.
That's a toss up. I mean, he could have meant like she was fun to be with then, but she's not anymore.
Yeah, or right.
She had
exactly.
her day, and she's over the hill.
Or maybe everyone has her day. Everyone has their day. You know, it's, either way, not good.
All right, the next one is from Mr. Brett. Is Cam hard of hearing with the laughy face? You've led him behind the curtain, and he still resists. This is inferring. me telling you how to get cougars, or that you should be with an older woman.
You've led him behind the curtain, and he still resists. What does that even mean?
Being like I think that's the Wizard of Oz curtain.
Like you've led him to the well or something like that?
Yes.
I don't need this fucking judgment, Mr. Brett.
Mr. Brett, that's a shit on. But the next one is the next one is even worse. B. Chowlin.
Oh.
Can you read that, please?
Why is she so dead in the eyes?
What the fuck does this mean? Why are people always saying my eyes are dead? I want to know what that means. What does that mean? Like, am I like a walking dead? You've heard this before. And
if you're listening to this, take a look at our TikTok or YouTube and just give us a comment saying that, corroborating the fact that my mother is alive in her eyes. That would really help us out.
Yeah, go to TikTok, you guys, and sign up to follow us because we're putting the funniest stuff on there. The creme de la creme of clips are on TikTok. Sex Talk with My Mom. You got to follow us. We go live sometimes. Just do it. But mainly do it so that I am not like a dead eye, whatever that means.
It's not good.
It's not. That's a shit on, Cam.
That's definitely a shit on. Well, that is our wonderful segment of hit on or shit on. Mother.
Yes.
Is it time for Mom's News?
Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News is a segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got this week, Mother?
This one is from Ed Times.
Ed Times? Is it yes. edtimes.in? Wait, what is this? .in? Is this .india? What is this?
It could be.
Edtimes. Sure. What kind of source is this?
It's a good source, Cam.
And this article is from 2017. Wait, is this a website all about...
But it's still relevant.
This might be a website all about erectile dysfunction.
No, it is not. It says ED Originals.
Okay, go on.
Okay, 11 unusual types of alternative sexuality you should know about. I found out stuff here that I could not believe. I'm just going to run through them. Okay, there's one called autosexuality. It's a feeling sexual attraction for oneself. It's not narcissism, but rather a type of sexuality where a person is unable to feel any kind of sexual feelings for anyone other than themselves.
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That is. It's not unbelievable. I get turned on in the mirror sometimes.
Demisexuality is attraction only towards people with whom you have bonded with. I thought that was
I also identify with that. So far, I'm two for two.
What about sapiosexuality? Feeling sexual attraction only towards intelligence in other people.
I mean, things.
I am not a sapio.
The dumber, the better for you?
I don't like when someone's smarter than me. That's for damn sure. And I'm not all that intellectual. So, that never did it for me. But I know people that are into that.
So far, all three of these I've identified with. However, it's not my solo attraction, you know?
Right. Okay. So you're a versatile. Here's one that I can't even pronounce. It's hemisexuality, when you have you're attracted to the sight, taste, smell of blood during sexual intercourse.
Okay. So that we're one going, I don't getting, identify with.
Yeah. It's how about objectum sexual, which is a feeling of sexual attraction towards inanimate objects, which we've heard about. Someone was attracted to a toaster oven.
Yep, definitely.
Lethal sexuality is feeling sexual attraction without wanting it to be reciprocated. I would love to be that, but I'm not.
Yeah, I would definitely want it to be reciprocated.
How about zoo sexuality?
Oh, boy.
When you're sexually attracted to animals.
Oh.
That's never, we know Mr. Bean would be in that one.
Yep.
Mr. Bean, you're a zoo sexual with your sheep. We got cupiosexuality, which is feeling no attraction towards any gender, but still desiring a sexual or romantic relationship. This is my favorite one of all, gerontosexuality, which is a feeling intense sexual attraction towards elderly people, being attracted to wrinkles, stooping, frailty, etc. Being backed by clinical research, it is considered pretty genuine and harmless when involving consenting adults. This is you with Waltrout at the rehab center, who is 96.
Listen, Waltrout and I had a strong connection. I don't know what to tell you.
You didn't know that you could classify yourself as a gerontosexual.
Yeah, gerontosexual. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to skip around here down to that. Oh, we're almost done. All right. There's only two left. Scoliosexuality, people who are not attracted to cisgender people. They look for sexual companionship among people who do not identify with their gender binaries of man or woman, but are queer or transgender. And then there's pomosexuality, quite the perfect umbrella term coined by sex-positive netizens who are really tired of the standard normative categories of LGBTQA. Mom. That's it. No judgments. That's it. Why do you always say mom? Those are
because
very interesting.
Here's what happens. You take this huge article and you say it's going to take 2 seconds. We'll read the article.
It goes on for
about 20 minutes. And then...
No, it was not 20 minutes. You're thinking of our next category.
Are you talking about the best segment of the show?
That's what I'm talking about. Are we ready?
We're ready. My dear friends, get your panties ready to get soaked. Get your fucking mind out of the gutter. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me. Cam's Uppers.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I get to share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
exceedingly dull.
Or?
Sometimes mildly amusing.
Or?
Sometimes it makes you feel like you want to go out with elderly people.
It's Cam Zephyrs. I love it. So I think I've honestly mentioned this on the show before, but it's been a long time and it's coming up for me a lot recently. So there's an author who I love named George Saunders. Have you heard me talk about him before? Did I lose you?
No. What the fuck? Saying wrap it up.
What the fuck? Fucking 2 seconds in. Okay, there's an article. There's an author named George Saunders. He was on a podcast called The Long Form Podcast a couple years ago, maybe a few years ago. And okay. He was talking about spirituality and religion. And one of the things this is what he said. He says, you know when you're saying goodbye to somebody at the airport that you love and you get all soft? You're like, oh my God, I hardly knew you. You know that feeling? Mom, do you know that feeling?
Whenever you go on vacation.
Oh, you say I hardly knew you? I would think after 7 years of talking about sex on a weekly basis, you know me at this point.
No, have I had that happen? No.
You know the feeling when you're with someone and you're saying goodbye to them, a bittersweet goodbye. I'm gonna say yes, you do, and move on. So, okay. He goes on to say, what if that's the truth? Like that's. That times 10 is the mode that we should exist in all the time. Then another day, you're just yourself. There's a big gap between those two people, you know? So he says, my regret would be how much time did I spend in that regular, old, stupid, habitual mindset of taking everything for granted, as opposed to this exalted state of being super tenderized to the people you care about. How beautiful wow. is this? Is this the fucking most beautiful fucking thing?
Yeah, but I think if you're like me and you are pretty genuine with most people, maybe too genuine with most people, too tender.
It's just this idea of not taking your life or the people around you for granted. To remember, someday we're going to be separated. We're not going to have this experience, right. You know? And it's, you know, it's coming up a lot for me on this trip because I'm with this group of awesome people that I will not be seeing again maybe I'll run into them down the line or maybe we continue traveling or something, but it will not be this exact situation, this group. So I'm very familiar with this airport state of mind.
Yeah, I could see where you're in that situation right now, but during the normal days in LA, do you feel that way?
No. I feel very, very like what he was describing, this very mundane, you know, repetitive thing where you just see the days go on and on and on.
So, you know what? One time I went through a period of time where I just would make random phone calls to someone I haven't talked to in a long time and just acted like I had just talked to them yesterday.
I love that. Anyway, this is just what I've been thinking a lot about. And I encourage everyone just to remind yourself, this too shall pass. So let us...
How about this? Why don't you say to yourself, live every day as if it's your last.
Okay, that too. All right, that's Cam Zephyrs.
That was pretty good, Cam.
Yeah, I know it's a fucking good one. I can tell when it's a good one.
Yeah, lately you've been hitting some good ones. You're being very philosophical lately.
Thank you. All right, well, we've reached the end of the show. I want to thank everyone who's made this possible. Yeah. Especially the Sneaky Freaks on Patreon. If you would like to give us a gift, you're enjoying the show, please join us at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. It's our favorite way for you to support us. You can send us $5 a month. It would really help us out.
Shows that you care.
And it allows us to record in a cool recording studio in Buenos Aires. How about that?
Instead of the Nokia cameras that we were accused of using.
That's right. I also want to thank everyone who has left us a rating and review. That also really helps us. And please share this with a friend. Mother.
And as I said before, join us on TikTok because then you'll really get to see the creme de la creme.
That's it. You want to sing about, Mom?
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and moaning during your massages. There you go.
Moaning during your massages.
Yeah, that
okay.
works.
All right. We love you all.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.